Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. One more segment here. I'm Ben Erickson on this Thursday morning. While nearly a century of public input, partnership, legislation, and oversight are behind the continuing development of our nation's main farm safety net programs. With more, here's Rod Bain of USDA.
Most ag producers are familiar with the federal crop insurance program.
The main thing about crop insurance is it's the backbone of the American farmers' financial stability, what gives them the opportunity to continue to farm when there is price fluctuation, when there is disasters, when there is a weather event that causes them to have poorer yields than their average yields.
Pat Swanson is quite familiar with the significance and history of our nation's crop insurance program from viewpoints as farmer, crop insurance agent, Federal Crop Insurance Corporation board member, and currently administrator of the Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency. It is a farm safety net that has been around for almost a century now.
The Federal Crop Insurance Corporation actually started back in the 1930s, so this is not a new program.
One of many initiatives created to help agriculture recover in the midst of the Great Depression. The corporation came into existence in 1938 to carry out the program. Crop insurance remained as an experimental form in major growing areas for key row crops for over four decades, until a nationwide program expansion occurred under the 1980 Federal Crop Insurance Act.
But it wasn't until 1996 that RMA was the oversight for the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation.
That came about 2 years after Congress passed the Federal Crop Insurance Reform Act in 1994, connecting crop insurance coverage to federal disaster benefits for farmers. Significant growth in producer participation in the crop insurance program led to year 2000 legislation supporting private sector research and development of new insurance products and features. Administrator Swanson says the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board remains a key part in product development, with input ranging the ag spectrum.
There's six members that serve on that board. Four of them are farmers, one of them is a regulatory, and one of them is a crop insurance agent as well.
In addition, the FCIC board oversees development of
products that are becoming available to farmers through the 508H process,
which allows private parties to develop insurance products for crops. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And that's going to do it for Inside Agriculture on this Thursday morning. Join us tomorrow. Eric and I will be back on a Friday morning. Time now for Fox News on Thunder 106.1, 98.3, and Ag News 890. Have a great rest of your Thursday.